Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. This is the time of year when we share with you some excerpts from the most recent University of South Carolina Darla Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt comes from Cheryl Richards, CEO at Catapult Employers Association.
How do you think executives responded this past year? They're investing in new technology. How can I make things more efficient, optimize? How can I do more with less bodies? They put a lot more emphasis on recruiting and got very creative of how they were recruiting, getting very creative about signing bonuses, total compensation packages, training budgets, et cetera, and employee benefits. So these were the five ways that executives told us they were going to respond in 2024. The first four are the exact same in 2025. More technology investments, more equipment investments, more emphasis on recruiting and salaries and getting creative there, increasing their training budgets. Why? Because they want to keep the talent that's already in their universe. Employee benefits is an interesting one. It fell down off the list and it was replaced by cybersecurity, which is also, frankly, a personnel issue because cybersecurity incidents come when employees aren't properly trained and they click on a malicious link and then make your organization vulnerable to ransomware or something like that. So we also looked at what we think the top trends will be for 2025. And so I'm going to walk briefly through the 10 trends that our respondents said were important in 2025. The very first one is to automate and elevate. This is becoming more efficient. You all remember that commercial, the Staples easy button? They got that little red easy button and you hit it. I can't tell you how many times I hear people say, just please make it easy for me. We just need to streamline. We need to make it efficient. We need to be using AI in a more creative way. And it's not to replace the jobs. It's to augment the jobs and get more done in the shorter amount of time that we have. So we're seeing a lot of AI applications in recruitment, in onboarding. It's just essential in the way that organizations are thinking about bringing their people on. There's some appropriate uses of AI and inappropriate uses of AI when you're starting to think about onboarding people. You can have, you know, ChatGPT write you up a nice onboarding script. It's not really as good when you come down to compliance and legal matters, so I would fact check that because ChatGPT is only as good as what goes in, and you don't know who's putting what in it, right, to spit it back out. But it's really releasing individuals and people to be more creative with their time and allowing them to find more job satisfaction in what they're doing. Business performance increase from 39% in 2023 to 47% in 2024, and we think that's going to go even higher in 2025. So AI is here to stay. 76% of job candidates say they want flexibility in the workplace when they're applying for jobs. 76%. That's more than three quarters of the applicants that are out there when you're trying to find skilled labor. And we've already talked about not enough babies being born and a lot of people retiring. Three quarters of the applicants that may be applying for your jobs are looking for some sort of flexibility in the workplace. That means 2 to 3 days a week, hybrid. I get it, in manufacturing plants, that doesn't always work. But I'm here to bust a little bit of that myth. We have a member company that is manufacturing, and they were struggling to find talent. They had the traditional three shifts. They decided to go to 16 shifts. You heard that right, 16 shifts. Some of those shifts were 2 hours. Some of the shifts were 4 hours. Some of the shifts were 6 hours. Some of them were a typical 8 hours. Some of them were 12 hours. And they created this kind of jigsaw puzzle to hire because they wanted to tap into the stay-at-home mom who wanted to work between 10 and 2 while their child was in school. They wanted to tap into the retired workforce that said, I still want to give back and do something, but I just don't want to sit in an office 40 hours a week. They have a waiting list now. They no longer have a challenge with hiring.
You've been listening to Cheryl Richards, CEO at Catapult Employers Association, speaking at the most recent USC Darla Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.